Will we recognize people in heaven? Also in heaven, will we have memories of our time on earth? Revelation 7, so when John gets this glimpse of heaven, he says, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, tribe, people, and language. Now, how did John know they were from different tribes and peoples? They had to have some appearance to them, right? So one would think that we're still ourselves in heaven. How does that look when we're a spirit without a body? I have no clue how that's all going to work out. First Thessalonians chapter 4 says that at least when Jesus returns, we're going to be caught up with Christians who've already died in faith. This is 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 14. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. The Lord himself will come down, the dead in Christ will rise, and we will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and we will be with the Lord forever. So I think the answer to that question is yes, we will recognize Christians in heaven. Second question, in heaven, will we have memories of our time on earth? Well, we know, same part of the Bible, Revelation chapter 7. It says, never again will they hunger or thirst. God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Revelation 7, verse 17. So there couldn't be any memories that make us sad, or heaven won't be heaven, right? There couldn't be any heartbroken, grief, sadness. There's an passage from Isaiah that says, the former things will pass away because God will make all things new. So this is kind of my guess. Don't write this one down. But either we just don't think about that at all because we're in the presence of... When my daughter... stream of consciousness answer here. Did you pick that up yet? When my daughter Brooklyn was born, I did not think about my credit card debt. I saw something so beautiful that it totally consumed my thoughts. So I don't know. When you see God, do you think a lot about? Remember my eighth grade basketball year, Jesus? I'm sure it's just so glorious and good. Your heart just explodes with joy. Or maybe God helps you see his wisdom through all the ups and downs, and you come to be grateful for every day you went through. So the stuff that made you frustrated with God or mad at God or confused at God, when he reveals what he was doing, and you just come to praise him and trust him and glorify him even more than more, that's a possibility too. But I couldn't prove that one with a Bible passage.
Do you enjoy these videos? If you do, just click right here on subscribe. We would love to send more and more of God's grace into your inbox. And if you do, well, you'll be pretty blessed. Have a great week.